Americans enjoyed the lowest quarterly prices at the gas pump in a dozen years during the first 3 months of 2016. But WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the historical spring rise is now underway.
Normally what we see is gas prices increasing between about February and Memorial Day by usually around 50 cents. So it's not uncommon to see gas prices rise this time of year.
Josh Carrasco at AAA South in Tampa. Motorists saved about $10 billion on gas so far this year compared to the same period in 2015, according to the Auto Club.
Normally what we see is gas prices increasing between about February and Memorial Day by usually around 50 cents. So it's not uncommon to see gas prices rise this time of year.
This year's savings are in addition to the $120 billion Americans saved over the course of 2015 compared to the previous year, which was about $565 per licensed driver. In Pensacola, self-serve regular averages $2.10 per gallon, 23 cents higher than a month ago. But Carrasco points to a couple of factors that are beginning to place upward pressure on prices, one being high demand.
People are just driving more. Gas prices are cheaper than recent years, actually, when you compare to last year or especially 2 years ago. Also, we're in a refinery maintenance season, and during that time, there's a little less gasoline being produced by refineries so they can get ready for the real busy summer travel season. That's coming up.
While gas prices are expected to rise in the not-too-distant future, Carrasco says it's important to keep things in perspective by looking back at the not-too-distant past.
Nationally, we're looking at about an increase of about 35 cents a gallon compared to some of the lows that we saw earlier in the year. But when you look at the numbers compared to what we were paying in about 2014, we're seeing gas prices about $1.50 less.
Most drivers are paying $4 to $9 more per gallon to fill up their vehicles today compared to mid-February, and prices are expected to keep going up for the time being.
Well, depending on a couple of factors, we would expect gas prices to continue to rise anywhere from about 15 to 25 cents at the most.
But even at those levels, AAA's Josh Carrasco says seasonal prices would still be less expensive than in recent years.
Historically, we see gas prices kind of peak in the summertime, usually around Memorial Day, and then kind of dip. That's been a trend in recent years, but it also depends on a variety of factors. I mean, if you get major supply disruption or have, a hurricane in the Gulf, that could really change the whole landscape.
The current high demand for fuel reflects Americans spending a record amount of time on the road, just over 3 trillion miles last year, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. And we could be on pace to eclipse that mark by the end of this year. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.